All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're going deep, deep into a corner of the internet that's both fascinating and honestly a little strange.
Sounds promising.
We're talking about a forum called slash HSG slash or Homestuck General, which is, I guess, a place for fans of the, how do I put this? The unique webcomic, Homestuck.
Homestuck, yeah, it's definitely something.
It is. It really is. And in the middle of like all this Homestuck stuff, one name keeps popping up, and that's Junji Ito.
Yeah, that's not what you'd expect to see there.
Right, exactly. It's like I don't know, finding Shakespeare quotes on a forum about like Fortnite dances.
Yeah, like what's the connection?
Yeah, exactly. Is Junji Ito like some beloved figure in this community, or is there something else going on? Like, what's the deal?
Well, I guess that's what we're here to find out, right?
Right, exactly. So to figure out how Ito's work is being, you know, seen and used in this community, we got to look at the context.
Yeah, these online spaces, they develop their own language, their own inside jokes.
Right, like their own little internet culture bubble.
Exactly.
So with that in mind, I've got a bunch of search results here for Junji Ito on slash HSG slash, and let me tell you, some of these are pretty wild.
Oh my God.
Like, okay, here's one. It just says Junji Ito's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wait, what?
I know, right? Can you even imagine that?
Oh man, that's a weird combination.
It is. It's like you've got this like classic feel good coming of age movie mashed up with, you know, Ito's signature style, like all that creepy surreal horror.
It's interesting though, right? Like it shows you the power of his imagery, how it can be like applied to totally different genres and still work, and it's usually pretty funny.
Yeah, definitely funny, but also like kind of disturbing at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
And that seems to be like a recurring thing here. For example, this other post says, just to Junji Ito hebephilic for words.
Ooh, okay. That's a strong reaction.
Yeah, it is. It definitely makes you wonder, like, what exactly are they talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a full context here, but it sounds like it's maybe touching on some sensitive themes. You know, maybe something to do with how Ito portrays young girls or women in some of his work.
Yeah, that's definitely a whole other deep dive right there.
For sure.
Okay, moving on. Here's another one. The curse of Junji Ito's Star Wars Jenny Nicholson lingers harshly. Now, that's a mouthful.
Whoa, okay. Break that down for me.
I know, right? It's like Junji Ito's Star Wars and Jenny Nicholson all in one
All
sentence.
right, so Jenny Nicholson, she's a YouTuber, right? Pretty popular. She does those deep dives into movies and pop culture and stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
So maybe she did a video like connecting Ito to Star Wars somehow, and that's what they're referencing.
Oh, that makes sense. It's like a, it shows how many layers of like inside jokes and references there are in these fandoms.
Yeah, it's like you need a secret decoder ring just to understand what they're talking about sometimes.
Totally. All right. This next one is short and sweet. Ready? Pure Junji Ito Portugal Core.
Portugal core. Never heard of that one.
Me neither. I thought I was like pretty up to date on all the internet lingo, but Portugal Core is a new one.
I wonder what that even is. Is it like an architectural style
Yeah.
or maybe a color palette?
I have no idea. We might need to do a whole separate deep dive just on Portugal Core.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, and last but not least, there's a post that just says, fuck Junji Ito.
Well, that's straight to the point.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess it just goes to show, even in a community that seems to like reference Ito a lot, you're still going to find people who just, you know, straight up don't like him.
Yeah, definitely. It looks like we've got a mix of like enthusiasm, disgust, humor, and even outright rejection all mixed together.
Exactly. But to really figure out what's going on, I think we need to dig a little deeper.
I agree. Let's see what some of these longer posts have to say.
All right, so let's take a look at some of these longer posts, see if we can get a, you know, a better sense of what's going on with Junji Ito in this Homestuck forum. Okay, here's one. Post number 73629. And this user, they really don't hold back. They actually say that Ito is not a particularly skilled horror writer.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty harsh. What are they basing that on?
Well, they say he relies too much on those like classic horror tropes, and that his work is more absurdist than actually scary. Oh, and they even compare him to another horror manga artist, Tsuhiro Maru. They say Ito's work is like a horror for people who don't actually want to be disturbed.
Tsuhiro Maru, huh? Yeah, he's definitely a different kind of horror. I mean, his stuff is pretty intense, to say the least. Lots of grotesque imagery, really explores the dark side of human nature. I can see how someone who's into like that kind of extreme horror might find Ito a bit tame.
So it's like a matter of taste. Like what freaks one person out might just be like whatever to someone else.
Exactly. Horror is so subjective. You know, what one person finds terrifying, another person might find, I don't know, boring or even funny. It's all about personal preference. And it's especially interesting to see how that plays out in a fandom, you know, especially with someone like Ito who tends to evoke such strong reactions.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's move on to post number 73606. This one is it's about Ito selling out, and they specifically mention a possible Junji Ito tarot deck.
A tarot deck. Interesting.
I know.
It's like that classic debate, right? Artistic integrity versus commercial success. It's something a lot of artists struggle with, especially when they get you know, when they get really popular.
Yeah, it's like when your favorite band like suddenly signs with a major label and starts making those generic pop songs. You're like, "Come on, guys, what happened?"
Yeah, exactly. And with social media, it's even more intense now. You know, fans have a direct line to the artists, and they're not afraid to share their opinions, especially when they feel like an artist is straying from their roots.
So in this case, the tarot deck is being seen as a sign that Ito is like selling out,
Yeah.
putting profits before his artistic vision.
It seems that way, yeah. I mean, tarot cards, they're not really associated with Ito's work, right? So it does feel a little bit like a cash grab, you know, just a way to capitalize on his name
Yeah.
without really offering anything new or original.
It's funny how even something like a tarot deck can become such a big deal.
Yeah, but it's not really about the tarot deck, right? It's about something bigger. It's about the artist's relationship to their audience, to their art. You know, are they still creating for themselves, for their dedicated fans, or are they just chasing the mainstream dollar? It's a tough question for a lot of artists. Do you stay true to your vision, even if it means limited success, or do you try to reach a wider audience, even if it means alienating some of your core fans?
Tough choices.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at one more post before we wrap things up. This is post number 58087, and this one gets pretty meta. Like it questions the whole idea of having a favorite Minica.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more.
Well, this user basically calls out another user for being a gatekeeping taste cop, you know, for saying that you have to like absolutely love a certain artist to be considered a true fan of the genre.
Ah, gatekeeping, the bane of every fandom.
Right. It's like some fans, they appoint themselves as the guardians of what's considered real or acceptable, and they'll criticize or even exclude people who have different opinions.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to protect their little corner of the fandom from outsiders, or from people who just don't get it the right way.
Exactly. But this post, it's pushing back against that. It's saying that fandom should be about, celebrating a shared love for something, not about policing how other people choose to express that love.
Couldn't agree more. So we've gone from those weird search results to debates about artistic integrity and now gatekeeping. It's amazing how these little snippets can lead to such deep conversations.
It really is. And it shows that even in a community that seems pre-focused on one thing, there can still be a huge range of opinions and interpretation.
Absolutely. So where does this leave us? What have we learned about Junji Ito's his presence on this forum?
I mean, it seems like he's definitely a known figure in this community, but whether he's actually, beloved or just a meme, that's still a bit of a mystery.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
We've seen some genuine appreciation for his work, but there's also a lot of irony, a lot of mocking, you know,
Yeah.
like using his name and his style for jokes. It's interesting though how he's become like part of the fabric of their online culture.
It's like he's achieved like meme status almost.
Yeah.
You know, his imagery, his style, they've become like shorthand for certain ideas or emotions, even if it's sometimes used in a funny or ironic way.
Exactly. And that happens a lot with artists and media figures who reach a certain level of online fame. They become part of like the internet's collective consciousness, almost bigger than their original work.
Yeah, it's true. Like, think about all those reaction images and GIFs that, everybody knows, but hardly anyone could tell you where they actually came from.
Yeah, like the distracted boyfriend meme. Everyone
Yeah.
knows it, but who actually remembers where it originally came from?
Exactly. It's lost its original context and become like a thing in itself.
And in a way, that's kind of what's happening with Junji Ito on this forum. You
Yeah.
know, his work is being reinterpreted, remixed, repurposed to fit the language and humor of this specific community.
It just goes to show, you know, art and fandom, they're always changing, always influencing each other in ways you wouldn't expect.
For sure. So if we take a step back from this particular forum, what does this tell us about Junji Ito's his place in the bigger world of, you know, horror manga and pop culture?
Well, it seems like he's definitely crossed over. You know, he's gone beyond just horror fans and become part of broader internet culture. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I guess that's up for debate.
Yeah, I mean, some people might see it as him losing his artistic vision, but others might see it as a sign of his influence. You know,
yeah.
Like he's made a real impact.
It's interesting how artists have to navigate that these days. You know, the line between niche appeal and mainstream recognition,
yeah.
Between artistic integrity and commercial success, between being taken seriously and becoming a meme.
It's a lot of juggle, especially in the age of social media where everything you do is like under a microscope.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a really fascinating journey, you know, exploring the weird and sometimes kind of creepy world of Junji Ito and this Homestuck forum. I don't know about you, but I kind of want to go back and read some of his stuff now, maybe with a fresh perspective after all this.
Yeah, me too. It's funny how these deep dives can make you appreciate something in a whole new way.
And to all our listeners out there, we want to hear from you. What do you think about Junji Ito? Is he a horror master, a meme lord, or something in between? And how do you think his work? How do you think it connects with today's internet culture? Let us know. Maybe we'll even explore your thoughts in a future deep dive.
Uh-huh.
Until then, happy exploring.